Champion Emil Yuremovich has won cash and prizes totaling $8,516. This week, players will win a complete kitchen, this fur jacket, beautiful jewelry, and a trip to England, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including an Oldsmobile Cutlass and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Happy to have you here with us. And we're delighted to have you with us, as always, for Sale of the Century. Let's get back to business. Welcome back, our champion. This is Emil Yuremovich. Hello, Emil.
Hi, Jim.
The pride of Mesa, Arizona. Oh, you just missed that big money game on the last show. Yeah, it took you a moment to put, what was it, Ted Koppel. Yeah, and just that extra second because you missed it by about a half a second. However, you got a beautiful prize, which is always nice. You're going to get something for winning. If you win today, Emil, you'll be playing for $7,000 up there. Are you competent?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good luck, sir. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Yeah, he just missed it. You're still bad when it's that close.
Our first contestant is from Phoenix, Arizona. Let's welcome Patty Girardo.
Hello there, Patty.
He was our Grand Slam daddy from Orange, California. Say hello to Rick Weber.
Hello there, Rick. And we'll see you later with some bargain center. Thank you. Rick, Grand Slam daddy.
That's right, Jim. As a former NCAA varsity letterman, I was attempting to impress my young son, Joshua. He pitched a plastic ball for the first time, and I ripped a line drive right through the front room window.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah. You taught him a good lesson there.
Yeah, it was a shattering experience.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you, Rick. And if Patty looks familiar to you, Patty was with us a while back. There was a possibility she might have been disadvantaged. Whenever that happens, we always give the player the benefit of the doubt. So, Patty, we're delighted to welcome you back. I think it was a question where we might have asked for more information rather than saying it was wrong, and always like to be fair. And you are a visitor from Phoenix, right?
That's right.
Sitting right now. How close is Phoenix to Mesa out there?
We're almost neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, we're pretty close there. Well, I got a couple of Arizonans and an Orange, California gentleman. Well, good luck to all three of you. Beautiful diamond pendant worth $2,300 goes to the winner. And, of course, the back of the winner's big money game. So good luck with $20 starting you all off. We'll get into the match with this. Whenever he gets the chance, Tom Cruise likes to race cars with what famous blue-eyed Patty?
Paul Newman.
Yeah, he's with the Paul Newman radio. That was an editorial comment, Paul, if you're watching out there. Patty gets 5 for the correct answer. Usually, what two choices do you get when someone flips a coin? Emil.
Heads or tails?
Yes, just beating Rick to the buzzer, Emil gets his first 5 of the day. Only 1% of all Americans play this musical instrument, and Lawrence Welk is one of them. Emil?
Piano?
No. Oh, no, I think a greater percentage would play that. No, Lawrence Welk is famous for playing the accordion. And cost you 5. You were not one of the 1%, Emil.
No.
Cost you 5. If you want to get things accomplished, just remember that actions speak, Patty.
Louder than words.
And again, beating Rick to the buzzer, Patty is right, goes to 30. No matter how you spell it, this popular sauce tastes great on French fries and hamburgers. Emil?
Ketchup.
Ketchup it is, and Emil to 25, yes. But with an instant bargain, a player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Patty, that's you. With a $5 lead over Emil, you came back just in time for this luxury.
Patty, take a break in this comfy prize. Beautiful furniture. Elegant hand-carved Louis XV chair and ottoman. Feather blend cushions covered in lovely flame stitch fabric make an exquisite setting. From Sam Moore Industries. It's normally priced at $975. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $5.
Oh, that's beautiful. Patty, that chair and ottoman has Phoenix, Arizona
all
written
over
all over it.
I see it.
$975 chair and ottoman. Cost 5. You'll be in a tie with a meal. $100 in cash makes it over $1,000. You got it. Over $1,000 bargain for $5. Enjoy. That's very lovely. Lovely chair and ottoman, over $1,000 bargain for 5. We'll knock it off. You and the meal and a tie. And Rick, who has just been beaten to that buzzer, is just a question behind. Very close. Here's a multiple choice. Captain Hook, Captain Kirk, or Captain Ahab? Who commands the Starship Enterprise? Rick!
Captain Kirk.
And we've got a three-way tie, yes. Oh, your son would never forgive you if you missed Captain Kirk. In what U.S. state can you visit the Hall of Flame, a firefighting museum in the city of Phoenix?
Patty?
Arizona.
Yes, Arizona. You never know how... Rick, did you feel at a disadvantage with two Arizonans
it's
there?
Arizona against California.
Patty goes to 30. What contrary nursery rhyme girl had a garden with silver bells? Patty.
Mary Mary.
And cockle shells. Mary Mary it is, and Patty to 35. $10 lead for Patty. $10 money card up on the board with a fame game and a lot of information about a famous thing. I am a television show that lasted from 1966 till 1973 and returned to the tube in October 1988. I always open Emil.
Mission Impossible.
Nicely done. And again, he gets you with limited information. Well done. $10 money card, where, someone?
Line number 8.
We lock the lights, the flashing lights into your buzzer, hit the 10, you tie Patty for the lead. Emil, good luck.
$10 money card, now.
He gets the $10 money card. And that, as we add it to his score, puts he and Patty into a tie, Rick 10 behind. You get the feeling we've got a good close horse race going here? We'll be right back. Back to a good match here now. Champion trying for his third win. Emil's at 35, and Patty is right tied with him at 35. Rick just 10 behind at 25. One of the most popular breakfasts in France is a cup of café au lait in this light crescent-shaped roll. Emil?
Croissant.
Croissant, croissant, croissant. You got it. You got another 5. In January, a never-before-heard record will be released called Tear in My Beer by the late great country singer Hank. Emil?
Atkins.
No. No, no, no. No, Chet will be surprised to hear about his demise. No, Hank Williams. They found a record, and his son, Hank Williams Jr., is adding vocals and is going to be released as a duet with his father, who is deceased. And Emil loses 5. Hopefully, October 30th, you remembered to set your clock back an hour. Patty?
It was daylight savings
time. To mark the end of what summertime plan? Daylight savings it is. You're right, you're in the lead again. What kind of deadly creatures are the fur de lance and the anaconda? Rick?
They're snakes.
They are indeed snakes. And Rick goes to 30. But Patty, you have the lead again. You've got a $5 lead over Emil. And Patty, possibly we could interest you in this.
Patty, soak up some rays in beautiful Florida. We'll fly you and friends from Los Angeles to Florida for a week at the fabulous Radisson Suite Beach Resort on Marco Island, Florida. A breathtaking paradise of turquoise waters and gentle tropical breezes on Florida's Gulf of Mexico. Furnished by Radisson Suite Beach Resort. It's normally priced at $2,589. But today on sale of the century, it's just for only $10.
Oh, Patty. Big trip to Florida, $2,589 to Marco Island, stay at Imelda's house. It's terrific. Are you interested, Patty?
I really am.
Let me drop that down to $5.
$5?
You got it. Yeah, for $5, you'd be in the top. You got it for $5. $2,500 and a sale surprise over here. Way to go. That's not bad. $2,589 trip for $5, and as a surprise, an additional $500 in cash. Over $3,000. Well done. Good job on that. Enjoy that trip, Patty. And as we knock the 5 off, you win the meal now with a tie. And Rick, just a question behind. Over 30 criminals have been captured thanks to the TV series called America's Most Rick
Wanted.
And we've got a 3-way tie again. America's Most Wanted it is. On every April 19th since 1897, this U.S. capital city has hosted a foot race, which has become the most prestigious marathon in America. Rick?
Boston
Marathon.
Gotta
be the Boston Marathon, yes indeed. And Rick goes into the lead for the first time today. If you lift too many heavy boxes, you might get lumbago, which is a pain in Rick.
Your back.
Your back, lower back. Back is acceptable, and Rick's got a $10 lead. It was in the movie The Big Broadcast of 1938 that he first sang Thanks for the Memory, became his theme. Patty?
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope it is, and Patty hits the $40 mark. Yes. Well, talking about Bob Hope, when Bob was asked about his great wealth, Bob told a reporter, someone once said I was worth $200 million. They didn't know that I lost a lot of money in bad investments, things like the Joan Crawford Daycare Centers. Oh, Bob, we'll be right back. And back to a very close game. Rick is now taking over the lead at 45. Patty is at 40. Emil at 35. And as we go back to the fame game, just a reminder, at the end of this segment, someone could get a crack at $9,000. That's where the instant cash stands. So, our famous thing. I am an animal that is not particular about what I eat. In fact, my diet includes everything from rodents to sheep to watermelon. I once lived only in Western North America, but I have spread to much of the U.S., Canada, and Central America. Emil?
A grizzly bear.
Incorrect. Take a chance. Out of the rest of the question, we'll clear it. Continue for the challengers. My color varies from light yellow to brown. I have large pointed ears and a bushy tail. Rick?
A wolf?
Wolf. A wolf or a coyote. Yes, except either one of that point. Okay. And you've got it, and you've got control of the board. $15 money card is where?
Money number three.
Well, we'll lock those flashing lights into your buzzer now, Rick. Good luck.
All right, let's get a money card now.
No, answer number six, and he gets...
Mystery money or try again.
Well, Rick, you have the lead. It is a slender $5 lead. You can pocket some cash. We don't know how much, or we can start those lights flashing again. Your decision.
Give it to me, Jim.
Give me the money. And how much does he get? $600. Good job on that. Yeah, you've got the lead. That's a pretty good time to pocket some cash if you can hang on. So you've got $600, and with Emil back, all three of you try this. This war ended at precisely 11 o'clock on the 11th day, Rick?
World War One.
Of the 11th month in the year 1918. Nicely done. You've got another clock. According to the new movie, Dr. Watson is the detective genius, Rick?
Without a clue.
While Sherlock Holmes is without a clue, yes, indeed, and Rick to 55. According to the Gospels, who took his own life by hanging after he betrayed Jesus? Emil.
Judas.
Judas is right in the champion tie. Caddy to second place at 40. But Rick, you have the lead with the instant cash. Now, two boxes have $100 bills. One today, I was just talking about it. One is worth $9,000. Plus the amount of your lead, if you want to go for it, you have a $15 lead over Patty and Emil. That's what it would cost you for a shot at $9,015, Rick. Gonna go for it. We're maxed to 15 off. That gives us a three-way tie, and now the big question, does it give you $9,000? Rick, good luck. Pick a box.
Jim, I have two children, and I've been married 2 years, December 6th. I'm going for number two.
All right, number two. Good luck. It's $9,000 if your instincts are correct.
Good luck, Rick.
Thank you.
Yes! He got it! $9,000 in cash! Congratulations! Well, it was right where it was supposed to be for you. Congratulations. $9,000 in cash and a three-way tie. We'll be right back. Congratulations, Rick.
Way to go.
Heck of a segment, 9,600 in cash. Not bad. Rick Weber, congratulations, Rick. Way to go.
Amazing.
That's nice. And with the 600 before of that, boy, that was a $9,600 segment for you. We're delighted for you. And now we've got a three-way tie. We're delighted for that as well. Let's get back to it. Countdown is the new autobiography by former astronaut and Eastern Airlines chairman. Emil?
Frank Borman?
Nicely done. And it is indeed Frank Borman, and Emil was in the lead. So as not to frighten his crew, this explorer kept a phony log to show the sailors aboard the Santa Maria. Rick!
That's Christopher Columbus.
He didn't want them to know how lost they were, so he had a phony log. Christopher Columbus, you're right, and you've tied a meal for the lead. After a 7.5-hour flight from New York, your plane touches down at Brussels International Airport. Emil! What country are you in? Brussels?
Belgium.
Yeah, and Emil loses five. And that gives Rick that one question lead with a $25 money card going up on the board. Final fame game in a famous place. I am a Western American town that was once controlled by outlaws. I was founded in 1867 and was named for the Indians who lived in my area. I became the Western terminal for the Union Pacific Railroad, then being built westward from Omaha. During the 1860s, Texas cattlemen drove their herds north and shipped them from me. By Emil.
Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, we'll clear it. Continue for the challengers. My annual Frontiers Day celebration is one of the nation's most... Rick?
Cheyenne, Wyoming?
That's exactly right. Yes, famous rodeos, I was going to say. And Rick gets that all-important control with a $25 money card wear.
It's behind number seven.
Well, you have a slender one-question lead, and you've got control again. Good luck, Rick.
Let's go. $25 money card.
Now, no, went the other way. Lance on number nine, and he gets...
It's a king-size mattress. Kingsdown Crown on the label means handcrafted quality for your good health. The ultimate sleep set with coil-on-coil support helps provide perfect combination of firmness and comfort. Furnished by Kingsdown.
And a big prize. That's $2,000, Rick. And it just looked like that light was going to bounce either one way or the other, either down to the number 9 or to the 25. So the game remains close with all three players back in. Beautiful diamond pendant on the line, and we finish it up with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Rick at 45, Patty and Champion Emil both at 40, and we start the speed round now. The funny lady who moved on up from TV's The Jeffersons at 227. Patty.
Is it, oh.
Time. What kind of swift-running creature is a whippet? Patty.
It's a dog.
Right. In the world of water sports, catch, sloop, schooner are three types. Emil.
Yachts.
Yes. During what month do we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday? Rick.
February.
Wrong. January. The capital and largest city of what southern state is named Jackson? Patty.
Mississippi.
Right. Before Sam Shepard, Jessica Lange was romantically involved with ballet star Mikhail
Baryshnikov.
Right. When served as an appetizer, what type of seafood has to be shucked before eating? Patty.
Clams.
Right. Yes. This Christmas, what TV miniseries will launch a new chapter called Kunta Kinte's Gift? Emil.
Roots.
Right. The two-word title given to the head of the U.S. Postal Service is Postmaster Emil.
General.
Right. What part of your body is a roof made up of the soft and hard, Rick?
Your palate.
More.
Or mouth.
Yes. In what William Peter Blatty bestseller was a young girl possessed by...
The Exorcist.
Right. What country is the third largest in South America? Time is up, and Patty has won it. She unseats the two-time champion and overtakes Rick, who had a lead, as a matter of fact. Back to Patty in just a moment. We'll let her relax here for a moment. And yes, you said clams as seafood. We would accept either clams or oysters. I know you were also going to give us oysters there. The ones that cost the gentleman, the Jeffersons, 227. No, as a matter of fact, they could have cost Patty. Marla Gibbs is the lady who did those two shows. It didn't cost you, however. You made a great comeback. The one that did cost Rick, Martin Luther King's birthday is celebrated in January. That's the one that was indeed the difference. Got to say goodbye, first of all, to our outgoing champion, Emil. You've done so very well, Emil. You got that lovely trip, and they love all that kitchen, $755 in cash. You've got, that's right, the bedroom clock as well, a lot of other lovely things. $8,600,
around $8,600. Thank you, everybody here, it's a pleasure to be on.
Thank you. You did very well. Appreciate you joining us from Mesa, Arizona. Thank you for bringing your lovely wife here with you as well. And Rick, well, I don't think you can feel too badly.
Not a bit.
You've got the mattress and a small matter of $9,645 in cash for a one-day total $11,645. Well done.
What a pleasure, Jim, being here. Thank you.
But Patty Urato is the new champion. And Patty, as we congratulate you, oh, you are going to look great in this.
Well, Patty, get decked out with the Dazzle of Diamonds, part of Kay Jewelers' Classique Collection. A beautiful diamond heart pendant. This heart contains a total of 2 carats of diamonds and hangs from a 14-carat gold chain. Furnished by Kay Jewelers, this prize is worth $2,300.
Ready to go. Now Patty joins me to play the winner's big money game. Come on, Patty. Well, congratulations. Did you know how much you won it by?
No.
One question. $5. So that was a great comeback considering that you missed that first one. Now, you're up here playing for $5,000. 3 envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one do you want to play?
I think I'll go for the blue.
All right. Solve 4 puzzles in 20 seconds and you are $5,000 richer.
Okay.
Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. You have control over stopping that clock, so good luck. 20 seconds on the clock, Patty. We're all with you now. Let's see you do it. First puzzle starts now. Recent comedy starred Cher, Olympia. Stop it, if you don't.
Moonstruck.
There you go. Okay. I was afraid if you didn't know if you should pass, but you finally got it. I put you a little behind. Got some catching up to do. Moonstruck it is. Let's see you do some catching up now. Let's look at the next puzzle. Now, large city, Scotland Yard. Yes?
London.
That's right. The police protect there. Yeah, we didn't want to throw you. That's why we put Scotland after city, so you wouldn't say Edinburgh. It had to be the city of London with Scotland Yard. And again, you still have some catching up to do. Let's take a look at the next puzzle now. President made Louisiana purchase from...
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Well, it's still been a great day. Yeah, you've got the pendant. You've got the that lovely trip to Florida. And we'll be back with our champion to wrap things up right after this commercial timeout. Well, you can't think of it, you can't think of it. Back again with our champion, and there's that lovely pendant. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that's great.
That is beautiful. Well, so you have had a very good day, as a matter of fact, Patty. Okay. Patty, be back to defend the title with $6,464 on sale of the century. Bye for now.